The Everhart Museum in Scranton is a professional institution with significant natural history, science, folk, and fine art collections, and yet sometimes it's stimulating to enter the fascinating facility as if it were a cabinet of curiosities, wonder rooms, forerunners of museums as we know them today. The current exhibition featuring the work of artist Linda Mitchell from Georgia can expand our view of the birds and animals in the Everhart's permanent collection, for example. Originally 2,300 bird specimens and 400 mammals alone, after we spend time with Mitchell's wolves, elephants, and dogs. Neshka Pfeiffer is curator at the Everhart, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to introduce us to Linda Mitchell.
We opened at the beginning of October an exhibition of the works of Linda Mitchell, and the exhibition is titled Truth in Animals. And Linda is an artist who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and is well-trained. I mean, she has a BFA and MFA in painting and also an MFA in sculpture. So she is really talented and really interested in layering work. So the majority of her technique is collage or sewing or mixed media. And so she mines the depths of symbolism of animals, particularly in relation to childhood or in daily life. And so she has these really poignant works, but also you can see that there's some conflict and confrontation that takes place in them. They very much are settings in which the viewer is meant to interpret what they think might be going on. So she, of course, has ideas and things that she's plumbing from her own memories and childhood and things that scared her, things that were difficult for her growing up. But there's also all these really wonderful kind of warm little elements. And she loves animals. She's also very interested in conservation. So some of the species that are depicted in some of her pieces represent ones that are endangered or, you know, are in critical status in relation to their environment or their habitat being reduced. So she is trying to bring kind of an attention to those creatures as well. She also looks at animals as symbols. So you see, you get a sense of what the dogs, what roles they play in her work. And she also has dogs who she's very close to and who are represented in a way portraiture in some of her pieces. She also has these really wonderful, colorful installations, and they represent sort of other topics she's interested in exploring, such as, you know, kind of monsters from our childhood, you know, perhaps something that might poke out of a closet like a boogie monster, but maybe not actually be totally a malevolent spirit either. So there's a really fun installation with that. And then she also was exploring Egyptian spirituality. And so we have this really fascinating, colorful one that references Ra, which is the key deity in relation to some ancient Egyptian religious thought and practice. So I don't want to give them all away because people need to come and see them at the museum. They're really wonderful and colorful. And she is just so talented. Not only can she sew, sort of paint with sewing with all of the different fabrics she uses, but she's also actually literally painting on fabrics and, you know, really sets up and works with her canvases. And she's representing a lot of the spaces that she works in. There's one called Passages, which is one of my favorites, I think, because she referenced that it's actually a representation of her studio building. And she works in this fabulous mill that was converted into art space and art studio space. And it's become kind of a real lifeblood of this area in Atlanta and is a historic structure. So it's been saved as a result of all of the art people that have been involved with the building. And so you get a sense of some of the spaces that she's working with and sees every day and animals that might be in and around the building. Yeah, so she's got a lot that she's exploring in her work. So I would hope people would come and check it out.
Would we be inclined to form our own narrative around a particular piece?
I think so, especially because your own mindset will bring your own reaction to a piece. Pieces might seem extremely happy, but she may have not painted them with that intention, but she may also have painted something with a very calm intention in it, but then someone might feel that it's representing something else in their personal life. I think what her works really require is a meditation, you know, time to explore and sort of really invest in looking. Plus, her skill and her technique are so talented. She has a lot of dexterity in creating these sculptures, these soft sculptures that are part of the installations. We also have this wonderful piece called King Richard, who's like, he's a little bit of a sentry when you walk into one of the galleries, but also in the way that she frames fabric on the canvases that she then sort of sews and paints on them. So as you're sort of exploring and looking at the details, then you realize sort of what looked like a house actually has little legs that's running after the dog that's sort of flying around in the sky, you know, so there's all these wonderful sort of things that lead from one element of an artwork to another. So you can just get lost in them.
Even if she's not bringing, or if she is bringing, actual Egyptian mythology to the works, it sounds like she's creating her own myths.
Yes, and she's drawing upon a lot of things that a lot of humans would recognize, you know, landscapes and objects, and using visual vocabulary that I think a lot of us understand. One smaller installation is multiple paintings that basically she used her dog as a model, a former dog as a model for quite a bit, and features this dog in all manner of representations, and they're linked together like a crime board, you know, with lots of threads and string. And at any point, this creature could have become this creature, or could have become, so you sort of get a sense of all of the possibilities that one person could conceivably have in a lifetime, or one animal could have in a lifetime. She explains a little bit of that in some of the texts that she provides with each artwork, which of course we include in the labels, but I think a lot of them are just these works that you just kind of need to spend time excavating in a way visually. So you just keep looking and looking, and something will remind you of something else, or it'll draw your eye to look at something else.
And that sounds like 3D poetry.
Absolutely. And that's definitely, we were able to bring Linda up for a special opening event preview. And she, it very much explains that. She very much wants people to kind of be participants in what she's looking at. And of course, I mean, she has a very clear idea, but a lot of her works are things that she's working out, you know, so she'll keep working on a piece and adding layers, and then eventually realize, you know, she thinks she's finished with it. So there's multiple time elements and measurements of time that are in a piece, as well as all of the different figures that she's representing.
Tell us how long we have to see the show.
Yes.
And where we can find more online.
Yes, so if you go to the museum's website, www.everhart-museum.org, you can learn a little bit more about Linda's work in our current exhibition section, and the exhibition is on view until December 31st, so end of 2017.
Before you go, Nezhka, there's a wonderful new tradition, relatively new tradition, at the Everhart, and it involves an artist who is tied to our area.
That's right. The museum has kind of kick-started more relationships with local artists to have their artworks or their creations for sale for the holidays. And so we will be hosting the works of Jack Poole, his ornaments, at the museum, and then he will be available for ornament signing program as well.
And he is someone who has a career that has taken him to Chicago and Lancaster County and back to northeastern Pennsylvania.
He's a remarkably talented and well-versed artist. We've been very lucky to work with him a number of times. And he's also so generous to us. And he's just such a big fan and friend of the museum. So we're thrilled to be able to feature his talent and his work. And everybody can walk home with a piece of Jack Poole's art.
Nezhka Pfeiffer, curator at the Everhart Museum, Naog Park in Scranton, speaking with us about the current exhibition, Linda Mitchell, Truth in Animals, running through December 31st, featuring painted and photographic images, fabric, wood, glass, and found objects magical in their creation of worlds. Linda Mitchell, Truth in Animals, now through December 31st at the Everhart Museum, Naog Park in Scranton, 1901 Mulberry Street. Hours Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, noon to 5. Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, noon to 5. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be a special event this Sunday, December 3rd, when artist Jack Poole will be at the Everhart for an ornament signing of this year's holiday creation that he's made exclusively for the museum. These pieces will be available through December 31st, and Jack Poole will be there this Sunday, December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to sign the ornaments. He'll also be presenting his Scranton Heritage ornament collection that includes the Globe Store, the Electric Building, and more, made specially for the Everhart. That's artist Jack Poole, December 3rd, this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Everhart Museum. For more information about December at the Everhart, on the web, everhart-museum.org, everhart-museum.org. Linda Mitchell, Truth in Animals, now through December 31st, and Jack Poole this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Everhart Museum, 1901 Mulberry Street in Scranton. And for more information, everhart-museum.org, everhart-museum.org.